This is Church Alive's Teaching of the Week by Pastor Gene Amoson. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
If you're here at Church Alive, maybe you haven't been here super long, maybe you don't really know about the beginning of the church, but the church was planted about 30 years ago by my parents. It started down the road, just past the county line, the first road on the right. It's actually where the first service of Church Alive ever took place. It was on our family's front porch. We have some sweet memories of those days, just some great memories. And I was thinking about one yesterday. Early on with the church, the first service had my parents, myself, and two ladies. But after about a month, we had three couples that were there. No kids at this point. One of the ladies was pregnant. But we were about a month, maybe 2 months into having church, and the three guys of those couples got together one day, and they went outside to talk. And normally the way services looked back then were, we were all just a family, right? And so we would have church on the front porch, everybody would stay for lunch, and eventually they'd go home, they would just stay. And it was fun, you know, it was fun. We might just watch football or whatever in the afternoon. But the three guys had convened outside. And they walk in, and it's just like, you know, the committee had something really important to say, and they said, we've talked. And it was like, okay, a hush went over the crowd. And they said, we've talked, and we feel that Pastor Gene, this is my dad they're talking of, needs to receive $100 every week in pay. And, you know, it was like, wow, the guys have talked. And then the great line from my dad comes out, gentlemen, that is so generous, but this church doesn't even bring in $100 a week for me to be paid. But thank you so much for your thoughtfulness. You know, we have so many great stories from the early days of the church. You know, I'm grateful where we've been in the past. I'm grateful to where God's brought us to. Amen. And I do always want to just celebrate what God's done. But I'm also looking forward to the future because, church, I want you to understand, he's got more for us. Come on, I need somebody to say more today. That's going to be a word that we're going to use a whole lot today. But before we really talk about this next year and what I feel like God's bringing our church into, I do want to celebrate for a few minutes just his faithfulness in 2025. So can we talk about that just for a minute today? Regina and I, we were out of the country. We were in Cuba. Last December, so a year ago, and the Lord revealed to me there, and he spoke to me, and he said, Gene, the next year of the church, 2025, will be the greatest that you've ever seen. I shared this with Regina, and let me just tell you, the Lord did exactly what he said. Well, he did exactly what he said, and so let's talk about that just for a minute. Y'all, this year we had more salvations, 2025, than we've ever had in the history of the church in any other year. Amen. You know, we had more water baptisms than we've ever had in the history of the church this last year as well. Just so you know, in services we had 58 that gave their heart to Jesus. Y'all, that's 58 people rescued from hell. Come on, somebody. We had 61 water baptized. Every ministry within the church grew. Our kids ministry now has over 100 kids in it, well over 100 kids. Yeah, y'all pray for those teachers. Our youth ministry has basically tripled in the last 2 years. They're doing a great job, our leadership of our youth ministry and our kids. Our dream team, that's our volunteers that help make all this happen every week, whether they're on stage or this direction. Our dream team has grown this year. We're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 150 volunteers, maybe more than that. We had more life groups this last semester than we've ever had before. So every ministry, every ministry of the church grew in this last year. God just blessed our socks off, did he not? Amen. Now let's talk about a few other things. Like we had some special services throughout the year. So we did two services this past Easter, of course, had over 400 that showed up in attendance with multiple salvations. Come on, somebody. That's great news right there. In fact, some of y'all that are here today, that was your first service at Church Alive. And so it's so good to have, can I just tell you, it's so good to have you at Church Alive. We're so glad you're with us. We had our Christmas services just 2 weeks ago, roughly. Y'all at our Christmas services, if you were here at the 6 o'clock service, you were having a hard time finding a seat. If you were here at the 8 o'clock service, you had no trouble finding a seat. we packed out the first service and the second service was super thin. Here's what we learned, because in all this growth that we've had, it's been a learning process, right? We learned that an 8 o'clock service doesn't work at Church Alive, okay? Apparently y'all want to be asleep by 8 o'clock. So it doesn't work, and we'll correct that next year, right? But we had powerful Christmas services here at Church Alive. We had some great events as well. And whenever I say events, everything that we do, it's intentional. Amen. And ultimately, it's to try to bring people to Jesus. Right. But we had a big event that we kicked off last year, and it was in February. It was our Dream Team Appreciation Banquet. You may say, Pastor Gene, how does that bring people to Jesus? I want you to understand, every number that I just shared with you about life transformation could not be done without our dream team. You hear me? And so we had that. I don't know if y'all remember, we had a dry bar comedy comedian that came in for that. It was such a fun night. We're doing that again February the 27th, so go ahead and put it on your calendar. We're going to send out our little RSVP soon. But we had that event. Our Flourish conference in Slidell, our women went to, had a great time. We had the biggest VBS we've ever had at Church Alive in June. Had a bunch of kiddos that got asked Jesus into their heart for the first time. Come on, that wasn't even included in our first number. We had our women's refresh event with Barbie Bassett that came in, had a bunch of ladies from the community that were here. We did our family fall fest. I think we had 800 show up for it. We did a band of brothers, where we're a group of guys. We went to Crown Point, Indiana for that. It was a powerful, powerful event. And just to let you know, we went to two services in August, and we had to. We absolutely had to. May and June were the biggest months the church had ever had. Those were fun months because it was full in here, and that's always kind of fun. But it got to where we were noticing that some people weren't sticking around because it was too hard to find a seat. We knew it was a problem whenever we were being told by people who were in the hallway who served. They said, we're watching people walk in these double doors, not be able to find a seat, and going right back to their cars. That's a problem, right? And so that's why we said, okay, we've got to go to two services. It's going to be a lot of work. But here's the thing. It was very important that we make space. Somebody say make space. Make space for folks who wanted to be in church, right? And so we had the two services that took place, but let's talk about our attendance. If we looked at December of 2025, we were actually down that kind of holiday season. It was down a little bit, but we averaged 282 in December. But if you were to go back a year to 2024, December, we averaged 181. So we were 101 more on average per Sunday, which required us to go to two services, which means the church just continues to grow, right? It continues to grow. Of course, with growth, finances were up. We hear testimonies about what God's doing in y'all's lives from giving to the church. And I want to say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. The church can't operate without funds. Can I just be honest? The air wouldn't be running right now. The heat wouldn't be running. I don't know. Whatever's running right now wouldn't be running if we couldn't pay the power bill, right? Oh, here's a great number. Missions and giving, 84,000. Missions and outreach, 84,000 last year. That's a lot of missions money being sent out. Just so you know, as a church, we tithe out. We don't just ask you to tithe, we tithe. So we give a minimum of 10% of everything that comes in goes out. It's normally more than that. That's more closer to like about 14% of what came in last year. So God's been good, and we've been able to bless a lot of other ministries. And I'm honestly praying that we send six figures out this year. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. But most importantly, lives were changed in 2025. Come on, that's the biggest thing. People were saved from an eternity in hell. That's the most important thing. Amen. I also want to say thank you to all of you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness in being here and supporting the vision of the church, but also for your generosity. I'm so grateful. It's an honor to be called your pastor, and I want you to know I love you very much. And can we also just give our leadership team just a big God bless as well? Because we appreciate our leaders. They do such a good job. I feel like, man, I'm just blessed with the best team of leaders here at Church Alive. But more than anything, can we give God some praise today? Amen. Because everything that's taking place here, it couldn't have been done without His hand. Amen. Now, all of this that we've just talked about, it doesn't just happen. It's because God's moving. It's because God's moving. But here's a little bit of a tension that I want us to just sit in just for a moment. Gratitude is healthy. But hear me, settling is not. Gratitude is good, but we can't settle. One of the quickest ways for a church to drift is to confuse celebration with completion. Okay? We're super excited about what God did last year, but it doesn't mean that we've gotten to the place where we're just going to kick it in park, right? Because his best work is never done while we're sitting in park. He's always moving forward. He always works forward. Matthew 11:12 talks about the kingdom of God is constantly advancing. It's the way God moves. It's always forward. And it's great for us to look back at 2025 and to be excited about what God did, but let's look ahead because God is not done yet. Amen? He's not done yet. In this year, the desire that I have, the desire of our leadership, is to see God do more. Come on, let's say it again. To see God do what? More. To see him do more. More life transformations, more salvations, more baptisms, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like we have never seen in this place. Come on, somebody. Spiritual growth. I want to see us have more influence in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our schools. And yes, even church growth as well, right? Church growth as well. And I know sometimes people are like, well, are you just all about numbers? Numbers are important. I want more people in here, right? Because if there are more people in here, then it means that there are less people sitting on the couch at home on Sunday morning, right? You see, God's very concerned with numbers because he's really concerned whenever people are headed towards hell, but then something happens and they make a U-turn and they're headed towards heaven. He's concerned about people. People matter to the Lord. Amen? And sometimes, you know, whenever churches are growing, other people say things like, well, that church is just all about numbers. God is into numbers. He wrote a book called Numbers. He's into numbers, and people matter to God. And if we desire more, we have to do more than just wish for it, y'all. We've got to agree for it. Amen? Jesus said something really powerful in Matthew 18, verse 19. He said, again, I say to you, if two of you agree, come on, say agree with me. Agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Y'all, whenever we gather together, y'all, whenever we come into agreement, I want you to understand that heaven responds when we're together and in agreement. And so for about the next 15, 20 minutes, I want us to talk about what agreement looks like at Church Alive this year, because we need to be in agreement in prayer. We need to be in agreement in faith. And let's look at two truths that are going to kind of set the direction for 2026 here at Church Alive. And the first one is this, is that we strengthen what God has built and is building through united prayer. God has already done great things here. God's doing more here, right? We're still in a building process. Just keeps on going. Has anybody ever been to Dallas before? Y'all driven through Dallas? You can about lose your salvation driving through Dallas. They don't stop building roads. They just keep building them. That's the way God is. He's building more here, right? And so we're going to strengthen what he's building through united prayer. Acts 2:42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. In other words, they were growing spiritually. And to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So listen, they got together. They were growing in the Word of God. They gathered together. There was unity there. They ate. Come on, praise God. We like to eat, right? And then they prayed together. Notice that prayer was not an accessory here. It was a foundation of the early church. They didn't grow because they had great facilities. They didn't grow because they had great branding. Truth is, they didn't have either one of those things, right? But they were unified relationally. They were unified spiritually. The secret sauce, though, for the early church was prayer. It was prayer. And I want you to understand everything that's been done here at Church Alive, it's been sustained by prayer. It's been sustained by prayer. Programs don't hold churches together, but prayer does. Talented musicians, talented speakers don't spark revival, but prayer does. I need you to hear me today. Momentum will fade if prayer disappears. In private prayer, it is powerful. But united prayer, it's multiplied. It's multiplied. Again, Matthew 18, verse 20, Jesus says, if two agree on earth, it'll be done by my Father in heaven. What that means is that unity on earth unlocks authority in heaven. Hear that again. Unity on earth unlocks authority in heaven. Many of you have heard the reference to Deuteronomy 32 that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. That shows that whenever we join together, the power that we have is exponential. Men, I want you to hear me. That's why it's so important that you pray with your spouses. Because you see, sometimes you've maybe got your spouse who's praying for the family, praying for breakthrough in your family's life, and maybe you're just not really doing much praying. Maybe you're doing a little bit of praying, but whenever you come in agreement together, you're going to see breakthrough in your life because the power of your prayers are going to be stronger. Come on, somebody. They're going to be stronger. But again, Matthew 18, whenever we gather, whenever we agree together, God moves. And we can pray on our own for our situations. But y'all, whenever we come into agreement with others and they're agreeing with us about our situations, we're going to see God move in our life. Whenever we pray together as a church, we're going to see God move in the church. Amen. And so this is why we're launching something very important this year that you've already heard about in today's announcements that we're calling First Wednesdays. And it starts, of course, this Wednesday. You've already heard that. Once a month for an hour, we're not going to go past an hour. We're going to focus on the Lord, we're going after God in worship and in prayer. And I want you to hear me today. This is just not another service to attend. We didn't need something else to put on the calendar. I promise you that was not it because our team works extremely hard. We know what's going to take place whenever we come together unified in prayer. God's going to move like we've never seen before in this church. Amen. This is a spiritual priority that we need to protect. And it's not going to look like some past prayer services that you've been part of. I'm just going to shoot you straight. I have called some prayer services over the years since I've been a pastor, and we'd be a little bit into them, and I'm looking at my watch and thinking to myself, I don't even want to be here, and I'm the pastor. Y'all ever been there before? You know, it's just like we're going to come together and pray, and everybody just gets here, and it gets real quiet. Maybe somebody puts on a little bit of music, and you're just waiting for the clock to run out. It is not going to look like that, and I need somebody to say hallelujah today, right? We're going to be very intentional with this. It's going to have a structure. It's going to be powerful. I promise you, it's going to be powerful. And some of you, you may say, Pastor, I pray on my own. Good. You're a Christian. You should. You're a Christian. You need to pray on your own. But y'all, there's some things that God only releases whenever his people pray together. We're stronger whenever we pray together, right? We have more clarity and authority whenever we come together and we pray. United prayer changes us individually. Y'all, it changes our families. It changes our communities. And it can change a nation. We've seen it change a nation. It moves heaven. And if we desire breakthrough in any area, if we want stronger families, if we want stronger faith, if we want to make a greater impact, then we've got to strengthen what God is building, what he has built through prayer. Come on, somebody say amen today. Amen. We value prayer here at Church Alive. Prayer, the word, worship. Three foundations here at Church Alive. And that's why prayer is a part of everything that happens at Church Alive. Whether it's Sunday morning, whether it's what's happening with our kids ministry, youth ministry, all of our life groups, every life group has prayer happening. I led a Couch to 5K life group. I mean, we would get together, share the word, pray, and then we'd go run. We were going to have prayer in the middle of every group that we had meeting together. It's foundation here at Church Alive. It matters. And churches don't just drift into prayer. They decide on it. Some churches will say, well, we really value prayer. But if they're not getting together to pray, do they really value it? Come on, do we value prayer at Church Alive? Do we know that prayer works? Do we know that prayer matters? Well, then we need to be getting together and doing it, right? But it's how we grow spiritually. It's how we receive direction. It's how we keep moving forward in the vision that God specifically given Church Alive. And it's how the unity in this church, and I am so grateful for the unity that we have in this church. I'm so grateful for the love that we have in this church. It's how it stays strong as well through prayer. So we're going to strengthen what God's built, what he is building through prayer. And then secondly, we'll step forward in faith, expecting God to do what? More. Step forward in faith, expecting God to do more. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, it says this in verse 20, "Now all glory to God who is able." Somebody say he's able. He's able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now notice that language there. God responds to expectation. 2026 isn't just a maintenance year for Church Alive. 2026 is not a, well, let's just keep doing what we do in kind of year for Church Alive. 2026 is us getting ready because God's got more for this church. Amen. He's got more for this church. It's a year for us to believe for more. Why? Because, once again, people matter to God. Come on, people matter to God. More people need him. More people need him. I want you to believe for God to do more in your life, individually. I know we're talking about the church here because we're all in the church together right now, but I want you to know he wants to do more in your life this year. He wants to do more in your family this year as well. God's plan for you from the beginning was for you to go from glory to glory. That was really good. Y'all acted like you almost believed it. I'm going to try it again. Based on Scripture, God's plan for your life was that you go from glory to glory. Amen? Glory to glory. That's for us individually, but for us as a church as well. We move to greater faith. We move to greater realms of his presence. And there's never ever a time whenever we max out and we just completely level off because we have accomplished everything that God has for us. There's never that moment. That's not it. I mentioned in the first service, some of you 80s kids who played Nintendo, y'all know the good old days, right? You know, the one where you had to go with the game and put that baby in and maybe push it a little bit to the left to get it to work just right. Y'all know the struggles. The young kids, they don't know the struggles. Super Mario Brothers, and I could win that game blindfolded. I mean, I was so good at it, right? But once you rescued the queen or saved the queen at the very end, that game was over with, right? That's not the way it is with God. We never get to a point of completion with God. And if we ever feel like, well, we've maxed out, like, well, we have arrived, I want you to know that wasn't God's plan and it's not God's fault. Amen? Because he wants us to go deeper and deeper and deeper with him to new levels. As a matter of fact, Romans 8:29 says that it was God's plan for us to look like Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I'm a far piece from looking like Jesus right now. God always wants more for you in your life. He wants to do more in your life. Hear me, you're his child. I want you to understand, he wants you to live a blessed life. I want you to understand, he wants you to be full of joy whenever you wake up. Some of you don't feel like you have truly smiled in a long time because of what you've got going on in your life. I want you to know he's concerned about that and he's ready for you to smile again. Some of you, you feel like 2025 has been a year just full of craziness, full of chaos. I want you to know he's ready to just saturate you full of peace. Just saturate you with his peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. I want you to know that he wants you to be prosperous. I want you to know that he wants the relationships in your life, in your home, with friends, with other family, he wants those to be healthy. He wants them restored. He wants you to have a good marriage. He wants you to be walking in your calling. Come on, somebody say amen. This is God's heart for your life. Amen. This is God's heart for your life. But he's got more for you. Now, let's talk about that walking in your calling thing, and let's kind of talk about ministry for us individually. John 14, verse 12, Jesus said something really powerful right here to his disciples. He said, "I tell you the truth." The truth. This is what he said. Anyone. Somebody say anyone. Anyone. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, "You're an anyone."
You're an anyone.
Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. Because I'm going to be with the Father. He was going to be with the Father, sending the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit can work through our lives and we can see the greater things. We can see the greater things. We can be in the middle of God working in people's lives, him using us to see people saved, to see people healed. Come on, to see people set free. God wants to use you to see that in other people's lives. Amen? And we're not doing this to make a great name for ourselves, but we're doing this to see lives change and to magnify Him. To magnify Him. You know, I honestly believe that there are a ton of people that have yet to come to know Jesus. Maybe have not experienced healing in their life. Maybe have not experienced freedom in their life because they've not had the boldness to go approach somebody whenever the Holy Spirit says, you need to go talk to them. Here recently, and I just want us to get honest, have any of y'all seen somebody and you felt this little bit of tug or this little bit of a push, like that person's hurting and I need to just go talk to them real quick? Come on, I see a lot of hands here today. You see, the Holy Spirit does that on a regular basis. Why? Because what happens is whenever we go and we approach people, the Holy Spirit has already started working on them and He's opened their heart. And He's put us in their path so that we can bring a difference in their life. But we've got to be obedient to be able to do it. Amen. We've got to be obedient to be able to see that breakthrough come in their life. Because if we just say, well, you know, I feel uncomfortable doing that, they might think I'm a weirdo. Can I go ahead and just shoot you straight? I have never had anybody that I've asked, can I pray for you, ever say no. Whether it's, I mean, I, a little while back, I prayed for a guy in an airport. I was about to get on a flight. Let me tell you how this went down. I just asked him how he's doing. He said, I'm not good. I said, why? He said, I just found out my daughter committed suicide. I'm headed back to the family. I didn't know what I was stepping into whenever I said, how you doing? But then obviously the Holy Spirit said, go. Start to pray right now. This was a military guy. Had on his camouflage and everything. So I just started to pray for the guy. Because at that moment, he was hurting. And he needed peace in his life. And I'm not going to say that whatever I spoke absolutely changed his life. But I believe whenever the Holy Spirit said do it, it pushed him in the right direction and it pushed him towards Jesus. He wants to use you. But we've got to say yes to Him whenever He gives us those moments and says, look, I'm opening up that door. Walk through it right now. You're going to be a blessing to that person. They're not going to say no whenever you say, hey, can I pray for you? Whenever you just ask them how they're doing, they're not going to say no to you. But what happens is whenever we come together each month to pray, we're not just going to grow stronger individually and as a church. We will grow bolder. That's a result of praying together. Allowing us to be part of seeing those greater things that Jesus talked about there in John 14. I want you to know prayer also fuels expectation. It fuels expectation. You're expecting moves of God. You're expecting these opportunities whenever you can be used to make a difference in lives. And so today we're not asking God to put 2025 on repeat. That is not my desire whatsoever. I'm asking Him to exceed 2025 for greater things, to do more at Church Alive. Come on, somebody, for Him to do more at Church Alive. I mean, today my prayer is this, is God, I want to have everything that You have in store for my life individually. Come on, right now, you just need to just say that to the Lord. Lord, I want everything that You have for me. Lord, for my family, I want everything You have for the Amosons. God, and I want everything that You have for Church Alive in 2026 to come to fruition. Lord, we want it all. God, we want it all. So today we celebrate God's faithfulness, but we lean forward in faith. And so we're going to come together in united prayer and just continue to strengthen what He's already built and what He's building. And we're going to also step forward expecting Him to do more. Come on, can we say more one more time? We're going to expect Him to do more. Again, God wants to do great things in your life, but also here at the church. And I want to tell you this as your pastor. I want to tell you, don't just spectate the vision here at Church Alive. You need to get in on it. You need to get in on it. If you've not connected to the church or a church, first of all, you need to be connected. You need to be planted somewhere. If we're not the church for you, then get in the right place that God has for you. Amen. You need to be somewhere. Every believer needs to be connected in a local church. Just so you know, you'll never be able to walk out the purpose of God, the purpose God has for your life, without connection to a local church. You cannot do it by yourself. It was not His plan. It's not the way He works. But don't just spectate the vision, participate in it. Get connected to the church if you're not. Just so happens we have a Starting Point class next Sunday after this service. And it's an hour and 10 minutes. Find out what we believe. Find out where we're headed. Then get involved. We're going to feed you nukes. It's going to be easy. It'll be fun. It won't be painful. Somebody say amen. It's an easy class. But get in and serve. Let me tell you what's great about serving here at Church Alive. Remember the salvations that I mentioned just a little while ago? Every one of you who served this past year, whenever you're standing before the Lord, you're going to be rewarded for that, for those souls that came into the kingdom of God. See, you may be thinking to yourself, well, Pastor Gene, you were the one doing the preaching, and you were the one doing that prayer with them at the end. That goes, do you know? It doesn't. You see, everything that you see here today could not happen with just a pastor and nobody else. It takes a large team, and every one of you who serve this year will be rewarded for the souls that were saved from the grips of hell. And I want you to know, thank you. Thank you. I truly believe that in eternity, people are going to come up to every one of you and say, you know what? You played a part in me coming to know the Lord. Don't spectate the vision. Get involved in it. Amen? Get involved in it. People matter to God, and we all need to be part of pointing people to Jesus. I want to encourage you to make First Wednesdays a priority this year. Put it on your calendar. Protect it. Some of us, we protect different things throughout the week. And sometimes we protect things that aren't even that important. We need to protect Wednesdays. It's one Wednesday a month. We need to protect it, because here's the thing. We're going to show up ready to pray. We're going to show up ready to worship. And we're going to see God move here. We're going to see God move in our lives. And we're going to be so glad that we were part of it. Whenever we agree, God moves. In the church, it's more unified whenever we go after God. And there's no limit to what He can do. Not at all. In 2026, we're going to see the vision of this church, I think, go to new levels. I want you to think about this. I think more people are going to walk into these doors, and they just keep coming, and it's so great. People who are going to be loved. Whenever you see our vision, you see the love grow lead. People who don't feel loved, people who feel like they have no place, they're going to walk through these doors, and for the first time in a long time, they're going to feel loved. People who are hurting, people who are confused, they're going to feel love here. People who are going to grow spiritually, that are going to grow in relationship with other believers here. Iron sharpens iron, amen. We all get stronger whenever we're together. And then there's going to be more leading, the third part of our vision. It's where all of us here are going to help those that are coming in feel loved. We're going to help them grow spiritually. And we're just going to be part of showing them what we've experienced since we've connected to this place. So let's pray for it. Let's agree for it. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, for what You're doing in Church Alive. Lord, we thank You for what You've done in the past. God, we don't take it lightly. Lord, lives have been changed. Lord, families have been blessed, restored. God, souls have been saved. And Lord, we give You all the glory for what took place in 2025. Lord, it was all You. It was because You were moving. But Lord, today we also come with hunger, because we know that You are not finished. God, we believe that there's more ahead than there is behind. And so, Father, we step into this new year with expectation. Lord, knowing that You're about doing much more in our lives, God, individually, but also in this church as well. And Father, we celebrate in advance the life transformation that'll take place in 2026 in Church Alive. Lord, for the souls that are going to come to know You, Lord. Lord, for the growth that's going to take place, God, spiritually with everyone in this house, God. Lord, we celebrate, Lord, the lives that are going to walk in here, Lord, the people that are going to walk in here, and they don't feel loved, God, they feel confused, God, they don't feel like they're accepted, but Lord, they're going to experience Your love, and it's going to be the beginning, Lord, of a new day for them, in Jesus' mighty name. Can you stand with me today? Stand with me today, please. I want to declare some things this morning, just for about the next minute. And as I'm declaring these things, if you feel that they align with your heart, then I want you to just shout a big amen. Whenever we say amen, what we're saying is, so be it. And so as I'm speaking these things for about the next 60 seconds, if something just like, yeah, I'm down with that, I want you to just put your amen on top of it. Can we do that today? You don't have to be polite. You're okay to shout. Just like you're at a ball game, right? You can shout, amen. So, Father, we agree for more life transformation, Lord, in 2026 here at Church Alive. Lord, we agree for more salvations and more baptisms at Church Alive in 2026 than we've ever seen before, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray right now, God, that more people will experience the power of the Holy Spirit operating in their lives than ever before, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles in this house in 2026, God. Lord, we agree for stronger families, God, and deeper faith here this year, God, at Church Alive. Lord, that we're going to witness seeing the greater things that you talk of in John 14. Lord, and that we're going to be part, God, of seeing the greater things as well. Lord, we agree that you're building something greater than we could ever accomplish on our own. And God, we choose to be a church that doesn't just talk about prayer, but God, we gather to pray, Lord. Lord, we commit this year to seeking you, Lord, every first Wednesday, God. Lord, not out of obligation, but God, knowing that, Lord, you're going to move in our lives. God, knowing that you're going to move in this church, Lord. Knowing that people are going to be changed, God, as a result of us joining our faith together, Lord. Lord, we know that prayer strengthens, God, our church. Lord, we know that we're stepping into greater things. And God, right now, we just celebrate what you are going to do this year. Come on, somebody give God some praise today. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Church Alive Teaching of the Week with Pastor Gene Amoson. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 8:45 or 10:30. Learn more at churchalive.net.